Blog Talk Radio.
I love the colorful clothes you wear and the way the sunlight plays upon her hair.
But you can't come in.
guitar. You better get back to your Mr. B, 'cause your kind of love ain't good for me. I hear you knocking, but you can't come in. I hear you knocking, go back where you've been. Told you way back in 92, you can't come in. I ain't knocking. Go back where you've been. I ain't knocking. But you can't come in. No, you can't. I ain't knocking. Go back where.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Messages of Light. I'm your host, Amanda Dowell, every Monday at 11 a.m. Central Standard Time. So we had some good vibes that played. We heard some songs from Bethany Caudill's greatest hits. She recorded those in a studio in Springfield, Missouri. And you heard I'm Alive, which is a really good song to kind of start the day out with. So we're going to have a really good show today. I have a really awesome guest. His name is Asen Knight. He's from West Virginia. We're going to hear about what he's been up to and all that good stuff. So some updates and some messages. October 28th and 29th, Bethany and I are going to be at a fair in Mineral Springs in Alton, Illinois. That's 301 East Broadway. They give haunted tours. It's kind of a haunted hotel, but they also have a really nice shop called It's Raining Zen, and we're having a psychic fair there October 28th and 29th in Alton, Illinois at Mineral Springs. Bethany will be upstairs entertaining and selling her CDs, and I will be downstairs doing readings with some of the other people. Then, of course, November 3rd and 4th, we're going to be at 910 West Battlefield Street in Springfield. That's a metaphysical fair coming up in Springfield, Missouri. So November 3rd and 4th, I'm going to be there, and Bethany's going to be there also. And then we have November 5th, we're going to be at a holistic fair in Maryland Heights, Missouri at 105 Progress Parkway. That's going to be November 5th, so that's going to be really exciting. And Bethany is going to be on television on the Kevin Shorey Show in Branson, Missouri. That's coming up November 14th. You can check that out at 11 a.m. You can also find that online. Kevin, Shorey, she's going to sing, and she's going to be interviewed, too. So that's going to be really exciting. And so that's some things coming up with us that's going on. And you can check out our schedules, Bethany, CAUDILL.com, and Amanda Dowell, psychic-healer.com, AMANDADOWEL, psychic-healer.com. And Asen, you can check him out at Asen, AESONKNIGHT.com, or you can call 304-584-3592, which is another way you can schedule an appointment. You can find me on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L, or 301-748-1090. Leave a message to set up an appointment. Anyway, to tell you a little bit more about Asen before we get started on interviewing and taking your calls, he is a master psychic. He's a clairvoyant. He's been that way since age 3, and he's been a master tarot reader for more than 18 years. He's a third-generation reader. He's clairvoyant. He's certified as master psychic. He's got a master in tarot reader as well. And he's been working with the tarot to focus his gifts more. He's got a really big line of degrees like I do, which is really awesome. He's a master tarot reader. He's a master in metaphysics, clairvoyant. He's a certified registered psychic. He's a certified registered tarot advisor, a certified registered spiritualist, certified master in the art of tarot, Kalamani practice, and practitioner, and he's also an ordained minister with the Universal Life Church, like I am as well. And I love how honest and just straightforward Asen is. He can really knock the socks off of you with hitting the baseball into your world and just making it a big reality. He has that talent of just being straightforward, straight to the point, no smoke and mirrors, no beating around the bush, and so he's really got it. So I'm really excited to have him on my show. I love having him on my show, so check him out, Asen, AESONKNIGHT.com, or 304-584-3592. So to get us started here, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. You can hit 1 on your keypad to ask a question, or you can go into our chat room and also ask a question, and we'll take those second half. So hit 1 on your keypad And that phone number is 347-237-5339. So we're going to see what Asen's been up to and see what's going on in his world. Hey, Asen, how are you doing?
Great, darling. How are you?
I'm doing great. It's awesome to have you on again.
Well, I enjoy coming over here. I have fun with you guys.
It's just so much fun to hear what you're up to and what you've been doing and all the neat things that are going on with you and the exciting tarot classes that you teach and radio shows.
I'm getting ready to launch a new one of those.
Oh, that's awesome. I can't wait.
Yeah, this is I'm launching a different tarot system. This is a Journey of the Fools. This is Learn Tarot 1 and 101 and 102. And it's actually going to be at a new shop that I'm at. I'm at the Crystal Lotus in St. Albans, West Virginia. I take appointments out of there. But she is developing a metaphysical university, which is
nice.
Awesome. Yeah, so I am going to be teaching Tarot 101, Tarot 102, Wicca 101, Wicca for Beginners. I'll probably will develop a course for connecting to your psychic self.
I like it.
I like that. I'm still channeling and working out the details on that one, what I want to do there. But it'll be interesting to see how it works and if it does well.
I think it will. I think it's just, developing it in the works. You have so many neat things that, you bring to people if they're not available.
Right.
To come in person, they can check stuff out online, and then you have stuff that's also right there that they can go into the shop or see you for also, which is what I love. You've just kind of got a variety of different things, and it's really nice.
I mean, it is, because, I tell everybody I'm in every medium. There is no reason you shouldn't be able to find something that works for you. I mean, because I do chat readings, I do email readings, I do phone calls, I do text messaging, I do video readings. So the only thing I'm not doing yet is holograms, and that's because we ain't got technology. But give me 10 years.
Right, we don't have that yet.
And then
I'm pretty available the same way, and that's what I love, is that you're available via chat, phone, text message, email. So am I, and that's awesome. And, when that comes out, we'll have that availability too. So great. You're available, and you have different options.
I do, and one of my tech friends suggested that I try to offer it on Second Life. I'm not familiar with Second Life, so we're going to be looking at launching that in the spring. Also, you'll be able to come in through Life and have a virtual reading with me, which will be cool. He's working out the system and how we're going to work that. Yeah, that'll be cool. I love doing that, and then I do the radio shows. We have the Psychic Coffee Shop, which is on Mondays at 9 p.m., so, you guys can listen in to me here over at Messages of the Light and catch me tonight over on the Psychic Coffee Shop. And we're always having authors stop by, mainly on it. It's authors or topics or, just mainly a good old sit down and have a cup of coffee. And then I also currently have conversations with Asen, where the listeners actually become the co-hosts. I throw them into the hot seat, and we chitty-chat and do a little reading, and then, I go on to the next caller. And that's on Wednesdays at 11. So, that stays pretty
busy.
That's
awesome.
Yeah, and, this weekend is going to be a very busy weekend because Crystal Lotus in St. Albans, West Virginia, will be having their psychic fair from 11. I'll be there from 11 to 5. I think she goes from 11 to 7 with some of the top psychics in West Virginia. And then she also has a Reiki healer. She has a massage therapist, two massage therapists now there for Psychic Saturday. And then that evening, I'm going to be in Marmette, Ohio at the Lafayette Costume Ball. I'll be doing readings there.
That's going to be fun.
That'll be real fun and real interesting because that'll be really good. And I do take private bookings and private parties, and I'm doing a lot of private events. So check with your private event coordinators if you're in Charleston, West Virginia or Ohio, because you're an event coordinator, you can contact me and, you know, we can discuss doing your party and, you know, providing you with psychic readings at your party. You know, we're getting ready for New Year's parties and Christmas parties and, you know.
Oh, yeah.
I love doing that. And of course,
I love,
you know,
doing
still
parties too. They're so fun. We're doing them out here too a lot. You know, a lot of different people want to schedule their Christmas parties or their Halloween parties and things like that. And it's just so much fun. I mean, it's just an enjoyable, you know, time to do all that.
Right. It's just fun in general for me to go and have fun and spend time with people and actually be able to sit down without a clock over our head and do your reading. And then, you know, go to your next guest. I love that. You know, I said the other night,
yeah, that's
fun. You know, if I could do just this, I would be happy. But, you know, in this business, it isn't, oh, okay, I'm just going to sit at home and do the network readings. Or I'm just going to, you know, take private appointments in my home or at the office. You know, you got to get up and move. You got to get up and have fun. Your spirit ain't going to let grass grow underneath your feet.
Right. Same here. You can't just do online and, you know, really you can't just do radio show and chat room. I mean, you can. You're there. You know, I'm there a lot of the times too, but I also go out and I'll do parties. I'll go to people's houses and do things, or there might be an event somewhere that I go to, or, you know, like our fairs that we do or a store. Same kind of deal. It's just all really fun, but like you said, you have to really get up and move and take the opportunity.
Right, and you got to go and enjoy that opportunity, you know, because I really had fun last Friday night. I done an appearance and readings at the opening of People's Theater's Marmette. They had the Rocky Horror Picture Show with Shadowcast. Have you ever seen that, Amanda?
Oh, goodness, that's fun. I have seen that. That has got to be fun.
It was hilarious, and, you know, I did readings there in the back of the theater, and that was just totally a blast, you know, to do. And I, you know, that's like the second movie premiere that I've done readings at, or, you know, a movie
that's
event
great.
At the pre-party. And I enjoyed that. That was really cool.
Oh, that is so much fun. Yeah, we went to an event. It was the October 14th and 15th, and it was fun. Bethany got to play on stage for quite a while, and I've been setting up at this event now, too. We started setting up a table, and she had her stuff, her CDs to sell, and sometimes she's been out with her guitar, and this lady said, well, why don't you sit up, too? And I kind of looked at her funny because I thought, at a place like this, Pioneer Days, where there's, you know, Indians and things like, you know, old pioneers or Davy Crockett, you know, just people back in the Pioneer Days. And she said, yeah. And so people started getting really curious about it, and they'd never, you know, seen anybody. So I decided, okay, well, I'll just sit up out here by the river and by the teepees and set up a table and do readings and see what happens. And, you know, it's amazing what you can find, people that need healing and people that need help. So any of those events are so fun, even Halloween parties where you can go and dress up and have a masquerade ball and have fun. And, you know, the movie premieres, all of that sounds so cool.
It's hilarious and fun. On November 4th, I'm doing the Marie Antoinette Ball. And I've been working with a designer on my costume, and it's going to be hilariously enjoyable. So, you know, I do a lot of events. I'm going to probably travel until possibly the end of November. I normally knock it all. The last one is normally my Halloween balls. But it looks like I'm going to be traveling a little bit more because the winter's a little bit lighter now. Thanks to global warming. Yes, there is such a thing. And people don't think about it, but, you know, when the nuclear reactors exploded in Tokyo, it actually knocked us 8 degrees from our original orbit. And, yeah, that doesn't sound like a lot, but it is a lot of space. So, you know, weather's going to be changing. You know, you never know exactly what you're dealing with. Even the animals are acting differently.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, you're dealing with a lot of changes. Well, we've had all these weather changes and these weather patterns. And I know so many people have had disasters. I was watching a movie yesterday. Somebody was really interested in seeing it, so I decided I would go too and check it out. And it was based on, and I've seen this before, where, you know, certain people can control certain storms that places have and all that, and they were having all these storms everywhere, and I'm sitting back going, yeah, that's a true story. That's really happening. Right. And they're making it into a movie. And, you know, a lot of things that people make into movies become either true stories or based on real events or stuff that, you know, you can just sit there and watch it and go, yeah, right, that's really happening in the world. And that's what I was doing, too. I was sitting there going, yeah, our weather is kind of wacky, but what we have to do is just kind of keep going and keep, you know, doing readings and spreading love. And, you know, the more prayers that we do, even though there is all that going on, you know, the more effective we can be. People come to me saying, aren't you scared? Aren't you worried? Well, sure, people can be, but if you stay in that scared and worried, you're not going to benefit anything. It's better to, you know, project out good stuff and try to get everybody on board of, you know, sending out good stuff to repel what's going on out there.
Well, not only that, but if you look at, you know, if you look at powwow practitioners, which is, powwow is a mix of Pennsylvania Dutch, Native American, and a little bit of Voodoo that came over when, you know, the African Americans were imported in. It's a nice little blending of a quilt, normally Christian based. They have in there chants and prayers to calm a storm or to bring rain. You know, Native Americans, everybody knows the rain dance. I mean, it's all been that, you know, that type of environment that, you know, everything just kind of keeps building and changing. And we've always been interactive with our weather and our energy. You know, that's why the body in itself has effects with the rain or has effects with the sun. You know, we're very much still created into nature and into the natural being of things.
Oh, yeah. That's very true. And so, you know, I love the rain dances and I love the energies of powwows or the Native American stuff because, you know, we can really make a difference there too. It's just a matter of empowering people and making a difference, which is what you do every day, you know, on your shows, being out and about, and even being at the store.
Right. And, you know, connecting with people and building that connection. Because, you know, a lot of things we don't do anymore. And I think it's kind of important, you know, like, you know, we don't sit down and write personal letters anymore. I do.
Right.
You know, but a lot of people don't.
I do.
Send cards. You know, even some people don't even have, what I'm looking to, you know, some people, you know, don't even know people's last names. You know, because nobody deals in last names. Well, who's your boss? Well, I don't know who my boss was.
Yeah, and it's important to know those things because, you know, sometimes those can be pieces of information that can really, you know, help you in the long run.
Right.
I mean, anymore these days we're seeing less face-to-face and more of the other, which, I mean, it's okay if you're across the world, but if you're right there, I would think it would be more important to, you know, interact in, you know, person. You know, a lot of people get away from writing letters, sending cards in person. I agree. So I think it's important to focus on that.
I think it's very important to focus on the connection that people make with people.
Absolutely. So, you know, I love that we have all different kinds of options available, but I think it's great that you are, you know, working in a store and you're getting availability with some animal cards and some oracle cards. That's pretty exciting.
Oh, yeah, you know, and that's a separate store. That's Two Tinkers. They're fine artisans, and, you know, they make jewelry. And, we, you know, I have some artisans in there that make homemade soaps, you know, the 1830s way. I have another artisan that does beautiful photographs. And I'm there Tuesday through Friday from 11 to 4:30, 5 o'clock.
Nice.
Yeah, and you can get in-person readings there with me. You do have to, you know, I prefer an appointment, but I can do walk-in. And that's over on Lee Street in Charleston, West Virginia. So, you know, technically I'm at two stores, one a little bit more than the other. You know, we're just, you know, I'm just, you know, this year has just been such a growth year for me, you know, with the traveling, with the moving and, you know, building, you know, into, you know, going, okay, I'm no longer going to read at my dining room table. Now what am I going to go do?
Right. You're going to go out and have some more fun and have some more options
exactly.
of where you can read.
Well, that, and, you know, I like having a physical location that I can say, just stop by. You know, when, you know, readers read at home, they can't just say, oh, you can just stop by anytime. No, it's like,
mm-hmm.
you know, you're not stopping in at 4 in the morning.
No.
No.
No,
you're
because
not.
That's not your business hours. At 4
exactly.
in the morning, you're
But I've had it happen when I was reading at
you're...
home.
Yeah, I'm sure. And I'm sure it mm-hmm. can happen, so it's nice to have a place where you can say, well, here's the place, here's the hours, and here's when you can stop by. That's a really nice thing to have.
Exactly. You know, and it's a really nice thing for the clients because they're able to just know that I'm there. You know, like anything else, I'm within reach. If you move me, you know, so you don't go into panical mode.
Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm.
And then they have that option of reaching out to you and having a place to come, which is
right.
wonderful.
It's
I think it's great that you have two locations.
Yeah.
Yeah. And walk-ins are great because you'll get a lot of those. You know, I've had people
mm-hmm.
call Spur of the Moment and say, oh, I know it's Spur of the Moment, but can you do a reading? And, you know, usually I can. Usually I work around everything, and
mm-hmm.
I'm pretty regularly available, too. You know, whether it's in
sure.
person most of the time I can, or, you know, over the phone as well. So that gives you some more options and opens up some more doors. But I think it's wonderful that, you know, you've got a place where you can say, well, these are the hours of the shop, and you can come by, and here it is.
Sure.
That's always handy for people.
It is, and, you know, and I, you know, instead of having to recommend stuff like, well, you know, if you're having that issue, and this is one of the biggest things, you'll probably want to get some sage. And, you know, and
oh, yeah.
you know, maybe they haven't heard of using sage to cleanse their house or whatever, but, you know, I can say it's over there on that shelf. That's the best part of it so far with me at the store is it's no longer, well, here's your long list of recommendations, and you'll just have to go find it yourself. You know, the girls have been great. You know,
yeah.
they call me, give us a shopping list and we'll go get what you want. You know, so, you know, I do have spiritual supplies there at Two Tinkers. And, of course, Crystal Lotus
that's
is a
great.
Lovely selection of everything.
Yeah, that's always nice to have. If I'm on the road, I usually bring supplies with me in case somebody needs
mm-hmm.
something. So
right.
I'm like a little traveling store sometimes. I'll just have it there with me, but
oh,
I think
yeah.
that's wonderful that you can go, oh, it's on the shelf over there. That's so
yeah.
much easier.
It is, you know, and, you know, soon the oil line will be launching, hopefully next year. We're still in testing and finding a distributor that I can get continual items from because, you know, those are going to be medicational blends. They're not going to be essentials
mm-hmm.
because, you know, one, essentials is really cheap here. To be using for meditation. It's great, you know, it's kind of like pure bleach. You don't really need a whole gallon of pure bleach to wash your floor. You just need a capful.
That's good. And it works perfect.
Mm-hmm.
So I love that you have all the materials right there and you can just sit down with somebody, tell them what they need, work with them, and it really
mm-hmm.
works out. That's exciting.
It works well, and, you know, I started making pendulum. So I started playing with those a little while ago.
That's wonderful. I love pendulums. They're so fun to work mm-hmm. with, and they're a great tool, and I tell everybody to try them out because they're fun.
Mm-hmm. I like them because they're simple. They're a great way to open up the first, you know, they're an easy first tool to open things up.
Oh yeah, absolutely. They're a great tool. I like Oracle cards too. They can kind of open people up if they're pretty simple, and they can just learn how to use them and not rely on the book so much, but use their intuition. You know, it's pretty fun. And then I also like the pendulums. I like everything in the stores, things to do with chakras and sound and music and all that. You know, so you've just got everything handy right there ready for you.
Very much so. And it's always fun, you know, and, you know, working with, you know, Mary and Rebecca, who, you know, can do custom pieces and stuff. What I love is I can look in the mirror, you know, I really think that I want this. And they're like, oh, well, what if we add this and this to it?
Yeah, and then it becomes like a creative masterpiece because they add stuff to it and it becomes bigger and bigger and it just, you know, really works out well. I love it.
Very much so. I love it. I love the custom work. And, you know, we're working on launching the online store where you can actually order prints or originals of their artwork. So that'll be up probably around the end of January. You know, so, you know,
I was
looking at here, you know, example, the lover's piece that I helped design, and it's just gorgeous. I love it. Or, you know, and they would want to get it, they'll be able to get it off their shop. Another thing that Rebecca is working on right now for me is she is working on working through the 12 signs of the astrology. So if someone orders an astrology chart from me, they're going to get an original print of the astrology sign.
That is going to be so much fun.
Yep.
That is just great. How exciting. Pretty cool. So what else have you got going on? I know you've got a bunch of parties coming up and a bunch of fairs. Is there anything you want to announce for people to?
Well, you know, mainly the Psychic Saturday at St. Albans. That'll be this coming
Saturday.
Yeah, you're
thinking about Missouri over here. Yeah.
I'm going to make it out there. Very soon I'm going to.
Oh, I know you will.
Yeah, I'm going to come out there and we're going to do something.
We're more south of St. Louis. St. Louis is about 3.5-4 hours, but still, we drive it all the time. It's fun. You know, and who knows,
yeah, so
we may make it out your way, too.
Yeah, because you've been coming out to Kentucky here a lot.
Yes, we have, a whole lot.
You know, and I'm not too far from Kentucky. Actually, I will probably be going to Kentucky in May sometime. And doing some stuff over there. But no, we got to meet up, and, you know, Bessie's got to get that record contract
done. Oh, we will. We'll meet up and have fun.
Yeah,
we got to get that record contract out there. That's going to be fun for her. She's going to have some good stuff coming. I know it.
Oh,
she's signed up for America's Got Talent next year. She's going to go to Nashville. She's already been to Memphis, and, you know, we've been to a couple of different places in Missouri and different areas. But I think Nashville is going to be a really good America's Got Talent tryout in 2018.
I think that'll be a really good one for her. You know, she needs to go in and sing original, of course. I wouldn't do a cover.
Yeah.
I think, you know, I think that, you know, and she's just so good as a performer. I mean, you know, she puts her stuff together. She sings songs that actually have meaning to her, which is what it really takes.
Oh, yeah. Yeah, she likes to put together different kinds of music, and she's just got all kinds of blues, country, classic rock.
Mm-hmm.
She likes it all, so she's
really
gone for it. So, yeah, we'll meet up. I know there's competitions that are out in Kentucky, too, so that'll be fun. But, you know, you going to all these fairs is going to be so cool, and it's just going to be enjoyable. And so people can hear you on the radio, and they can find you, and they can check out your website. So everybody should check you out and maybe try to come see you if they're in the area.
Yeah, and they don't have to get a ring. Just come up and say hello. I mean, that's the fun part. You know, for me, it's like,
absolutely.
Yeah, if you need a ring, you can get a reading. But otherwise, just come up, say hello. You know, I'd love to meet you. I'd love to talk with you. You know, especially if it's like you've taken a course of mine or you're looking at taking a course of mine.
Sounds like fun. Well, you want to take some callers and we'll go to a quick break real quick?
Let's do a commercial break and then we'll do calls.
All right, well, we're going to take a commercial break and come back and we'll take your calls. So you've been listening to WGGM Radio. Come say hi to Asen if you're out in the area, and come say hi to me if you're in St. Louis or Alton, Illinois or Springfield, Missouri. Come and say hello. Again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad, and we'll see you in just a second. Check out Asen over at Asen, AesonKnight.com. You can check me out at Amanda Dowell, Dowell, psychic-healer.com. You can check out Asen also. Give him a call at 304-584-3592 to set up a private reading. You can call me at 301-748-1090 to set up a private reading, or I'm also on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with 1L. So, again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit 1 on your keypad to talk to me and Asen, and we will see you in just a second. Be right back after this commercial break.
Me, a cat, moving in with a new human. It took a little getting used to. She has these weird games she likes to play, like this giant feather. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. She sticks it in my face. I swat it away. It's almost like she thinks I enjoy it. But seeing how much fun she gets out of it, well, I guess it makes it all worth it. Humans.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
So I'm a cat, and I just moved in with this new human. And she's got this little toy she's always playing with, all day long. Tap, 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 bloop, bloop. She can't put it down. There it is. Oh, and get this. She even talks to it. Last week, she asked it for Chinese. And guess what? Egg rolls showed up. Like magic. Humans have cool toys.
A person is the best thing to happen to a shelter pet. Be that person. Adopt. Brought to you by the Ad Council and the ShelterPetProject.org.
Thank you. shake my nerves and you rattle my brain. Too much of love drives a girl insane. You rock my world, oh what a thrill. Goodness and gracious, creep balls of fire. I laughed in love because I thought it was funny. You came along and moved me, honey. I drank my mind, this was fine. Goodness and gracious, creep balls of fire. Kiss me, baby. I love you should. You're fine, so kind. Gotta tell this world that you're mine, 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 mine. Chew my nails and twiddle my thumbs. I can hear you, but sure it's fine. Come on, baby, drive me crazy. Goodness gracious, creep balls of fire.
Okay, welcome back to WGGM Radio. That was Bethany Caudill and her original No Shoes Blues and a cover she did called Great Balls of Fire. So that's to get you all fired up for your questions that you have. Again, our call-in number is 347-237-5339. Hit one on your keypad. You can check ASON out at AESONKNIGHT.com or call at 304-584-3592. You can check me out at Amanda Dowell, Dowell, psychic-healer.com, or 301-748-1090. You can give me a call or Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L. Bethany, CAUDILL.com. She's our singer that's had some of her hits out. So we're going to take your calls. Hit one on your keypad, 347-237-5339. And for those of you in chat, you can send your message via chat or call in. We're going to bring Asen back. Welcome back, Asen.
Hi. Welcome. I'm glad to be back. Let's get this rocking, Amanda.
Yeah, let's get it rocking. We have our first caller, which is area code 678. You're on the line with Amanda and Asen. How are you?
Hi. How are you guys?
Good.
Good. How can we help you?
I'm calling concerning employment. My name is Kathy. And I've been aggressively looking for work, and I seem to get to, like, the last two people, and I'm usually not selected, and I'm trying to figure out kind of what's going on or why, because the last job that I thought I would get the offer, which they actually told me I would unless someone else came through the door with more experience, I did not get. So can you see anything around that, why I didn't get it, what's coming in the future, will that
I
come back?
I think you will be taking – what it is you're being moved to the right position. I think, however, you have a lot of skills, and you're undershooting the job that you should be applying for. That's why you're getting to one or two, you know, the last one or last two, and someone comes in and says they'll take less money because they don't have as much skills. So I think you should look at getting a job that's a step higher than what you're currently looking for.
Well, I actually applied for above my level and under. But the particular job, usually the majority of the time, I say 95% of the time, salary is discussed up front. Salary range is discussed up front before you even interview. So they know what's going on, so I don't even know what I could do different on that.
Right.
Because if you're not in the salary range, you don't even start a phone interview first step. So
right. But I think you need to stay at looking at one's higher level than what, you know, your old position was, because I think you're ready for that. I wouldn't be looking below, because you're going to take this job in about 6 weeks anyhow, but it's a higher position than what you were at before.
Okay.
Okay.
Could it be the one that I got turned down to, because I was interviewing for one position but being trained for a higher position?
Right.
So, and I'm just asking because I need work like yesterday, and I just
can't
find the magic of getting the yes.
Right. And I don't think it's finding the magic hand. I just think it's finding the right location. And I feel like it is a strong possibility it's the same company.
Okay.
Okay.
Just a better opportunity, because it's like
better
what comes up here with me is that, you know, that particular opportunity wasn't exactly the best opportunity. It seems like the one that's going to come up is a better opportunity with more resources and finances, you know, that you need. So this more meets your needs than what the other one does is, you know, what it's telling me is why you were placed, you know, not in this particular position, but one that's coming up next.
Okay. Do you guys see anything around it, like a description, who I'll be interviewing with, what the building looks like, anything?
You interviewed with two men. The first round. The second round is like with four different people. Okay. I think the building that you work in is going to be one of those gray metal ones. One of the higher rise types. Okay.
Okay.
All right. And like I said, it's going to be within the next 6 weeks. You just got to hang out.
Okay, it's just I've been hanging out for a long time, and I'm getting really
I know.
Yeah, you're
gonna
just wanting
really well.
You're just wanting it, and you're going to do really well with this. You've been hanging around, and you just want it right now, and it's coming. You know, it's just not as fast as you would have liked it to happen.
Okay, but I'll keep my eye open for that and just hope it comes about.
It will, darling.
Okay.
It will.
Thank you.
You're welcome.
Thank you.
Good evening.
Caller is 209. You're on the line with Amanda Nason. How are you?
Fine. Thanks, Amanda. And Nason, it's wonderful to talk to you again. I haven't talked to you in months. This is
Mark. No, you haven't.
Hi,
no,
darling. How are you?
Fine. How are you?
Doing awesome.
Oh, I always love hearing you on Amanda's show. Well, there's someone that I'm interested in now. The person I kind of thought I had a connection with, he never stepped forward, but this new person, I'm thinking he's it. His name is James, and why don't you tell me what you see?
Let's take a look here at James and see what the deal is with him. He's funny. I think that he'll do well with you. He's a good communicator. I feel like he just started something new financially, so, you know, he's still trying to adjust to that. So there may be a little bit of slowness there, but nothing major. And I feel like, you know, with him, you guys have to work on the communicational styles because you're two different communicational styles.
Okay.
So, you know, you may think that he's not giving you enough communication when he thinks he may just be overloading you.
Okay. That sounds great. So I also have kind of another question, not about relationships, but I'm kind of holding off. You know, you've talked to me about stepping in with my writing package, and I'm grateful that I'm rewriting it right now, and I feel a much better job. So I want to step in January, and I'm going to have to get an attorney to represent this sale. So are you picking up any name or firm or anything that would lead me to
a single attorney in the office. It's not like anybody else but that attorney. Okay, and I think that it does you really well. I also think that they're very much a happy-go-lucky type. There should be probably medium-high dark hair.
Okay. And do you see any name or initial, or because there's so many to choose from?
I get a T. And I think it's in the name of the T as in Thomas.
Okay. So it's obviously a male.
Yes, it's very obviously male, and, you know, they're not going to be the type that has, like, a lot of advertisements. This is more of a upper direct firm.
Okay. Well, so now you think with the guy when I was talking to you about James, do you think this is long-term?
If you two can work out the communication.
Okay. Well, thank you. Thank you so much,
Ethan.
You're welcome. And thank you, Amanda, and you guys have a great show.
You too, darling.
You too. Thanks for calling in.
Okay. All right. Thanks. Bye-bye.
Our next caller is 860. You're on the line with Amanda and Ethan. How are you?
Good. How are you?
Good.
Doing great. How can we help you, darling?
How can we help you?
Hi. This is another A name. It's Amala. So
hi,
the three
Amala.
A's
are
together. I'm doing well.
That's
doing
great.
Well. So, Ace and I have talked to you before, and I've had, this is relationship-wise, this past month I've had people coming in. It's just not the right fit at all.
Right.
I'm wondering, see, long-term for me.
I think long-term you're going to settle into a better relationship. But here's the thing.
Okay.
This non-long, you know, these people coming in, it's just so you can kind of like pick and choose what you want.
Okay.
So I would, you know, go ahead and have fun for at least another, I'd say at least another 3.5 months.
Oh, really? Okay, so this is just the trial and error for another 3.5 months?
Right.
Okay. Wow.
Okay.
It's just so you can kind of pick out what you want. It's like, you know, they're saying, well, pick what you like, and then that's just going to manifest into what's going to make you really happy.
Got it. Okay, so this is like kind of like the testing, because I was like famine. I had nothing, and now people have been coming in the last, I would say, month and a half or whatever it's been. So it's just like I'm filtering it out so fast. You know, like these people like, just know what I want, and I'm like, no, check them off. And, that kind of a thing. You're thinking, like, the beginning of next year then, like, by February?
About February you should be settled in.
Okay, great. And this is something completely new with this person?
It's something completely new with the person.
Awesome. Okay. I appreciate that.
You're going to like You're going to like that newness, too. It's going to feel really good.
Yeah, I'm excited. I'm really excited about new beginnings. It's been a long time. I haven't had a date on over 3 years. So
it's time to go and date for a little while.
What was that, Ethan?
Time to have some fun.
Time to have fun. Stop worrying about the forever. Start just worrying about the fun for the moment.
Okay, that sounds great.
Okay.
Thank you so much.
You're welcome. You have a great
evening.
Thank you.
Our next caller is 347. You're on the line with Amanda Nathan. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. Hi, Ethan. Hi, Amanda. This is Tamika.
Hi, Tamika, darling. How are you?
Hi, I'm good. I wanted to know, I'm going to apply to a job today. I'm going to go give them my resume today. I'm on my way there right now, and I wanted to know if you're going to get in this job or not.
I feel like you do, but you're going to have to talk with them.
I'm going to have to what?
Talk with them.
You're going to have to talk to them, you know, is what he's saying. Talk, you know, just have conversation, because that's going to really build you up and you're going to do well.
Yeah.
Okay. Yeah.
And I think that you'll do fine with this job.
Do you think they're going to call me in for it? Really?
Yeah.
Because what do you think they're going to call me in for an interview? Because the one that I'm at right now, the job I'm at right now, I don't know if I should stay there or not. So I'm going
well,
to try.
Well, I think
for
you'll
this.
Have an interview within 3 to 5 days, early.
Yeah.
Oh, okay.
You're gonna like this.
This new
job. Yeah, I think you'll enjoy this job very well.
Yeah.
And today I paid for an exam online that I'm gonna take for me to get licensed. And so they have to send me back a key so I can log in and schedule the test. When I do take the test, do you see me passing the test?
You will, but I want you to keep an eye on your spam folder because that's where the key is going to be sent by mistake.
What?
Yeah. He
keep
wants
an eye
to
on
keep
your
an
spam
eye on.
Folder.
Yeah. Look at your junk folder or your spam folder. It's important to do that. But I feel like you'll do really well, too. I feel like you've got, you know, your angels backing you, and you're going to fly through with natural colors, and you're going to do really well.
And you feel like I'll get licensed? Like I'll become a licensed?
Yeah.
Yes. Yes, we both do.
All right. The place I'm going to today is not a pharmacy, though. That I'm leaving, actually, a pharmacy tech job that's I want to leave a pharmacy tech job that I'm at right now. I don't know about the place I'm at right now. So I'm going to apply to a different type of place today. Do you think that's a good move?
I think it is.
Yeah, it's a very good move, and he thinks it's a very good move, too.
What do you feel about the place I'm at right now?
I think it's okay. I don't think it's supreme, but, I mean, it's aggravating because there's a little click there.
This little quip, right?
Yeah, it's good.
The place I'm at right now, I don't know. Sometimes I feel like there's negativity around me there. But
yeah, there's some energies there that...
Paranoid.
No, there's some energies there that you're picking up on because you're really sensitive. You're an empath.
Right.
So you're picking up on those energies.
Right. Okay, and with that, you know, it's not negative, it's just not your flow.
Right.
Yeah.
I hate to jump around from job to job, and I know this is my first pharmacy tech job. That's why I feel kind of guilty. Like, that's why I called to ask if I'm doing the right thing, you know?
You're doing fine.
You are
don't
doing
be guilty
right
for
thing.
Making yourself happy.
You got to make yourself happy. That's what's important. Don't feel bad. You're doing the right thing.
Yeah, I have to.
You do?
Yeah, because it's like I got to drag myself out of bed to go to this job each day. I just hang it there. I don't know if it's because I'm paranoid or because of something really wrong with the place.
Right.
Yeah, it's just the energy of it. It doesn't feel too good. So you're making the right choices to make yourself happy.
And do you guys see any changes? Do you guys see any changes coming up for me in the areas of my life?
I feel like that, you know, other than the job settling out, I feel like you're going to get a lot more personal connection.
Yeah, it's going to go really well for you because you're making positive changes that are moving you forward and moving you in the right direction.
No love.
Not right now. You
That's
got
a little bit later on
of.
Down the road. Yeah, you got to take care of you first. It's a little bit later on down the road after you get settled with your job.
Okay. Well, yeah. I think so, too.
You're right. Okay.
Yeah, okay.
Awesome. Dear. All right, well, you have a good evening,
thank
darling.
You for calling.
Thank you. Thanks. I'll keep listening.
Blessing.
All right.
Okay, our next caller is area code 480. You're on the line with Amanda Nason. How are you?
I'm fantastic. Thanks for taking my call. This is Mike.
Hi, Mike. How you doing?
Good, good. Well, I was offered the new sales position.
Right, which we knew you were taking.
Yep, exactly.
Yeah.
And I kind of want to, you know, the base salary is a little bit lower than what I've worked with in the past. Still manageable, and I just kind of want to see your input in regards to, you know, there's potential for commission starting right away.
Yeah, I think potential for the commission starts right away, but I don't think the base salary is something you need to be looking at. And here's why. I think that your other income is going to be much better.
The commission.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Mhm. It's going to be a lot better.
First month or so.
It's going to be more of
what
you
need.
First,
The first month or so, you see some sort of commission coming in.
Correct.
Wonderful. Wonderful.
Yeah, I do also.
Cool. And with that, there is a commute, and I was curious if you kind of see maybe a move over into that direction or just kind of staying where I'm at.
I think you stay where you are.
Okay, perfect.
You like where you
Much
are,
stronger.
Too. Yeah, I picked that up, too.
Yeah, oh, good. Good. Awesome. Well, thank you both so much.
Thank you.
You're welcome. You have a good
Keep
evening.
In touch. Our next caller is 520. You're on the line with Amanda Nason. How are you?
I am fine. And thank you for taking my call. What a pleasure. My name is Christina.
Hi, Christina.
Pardon me?
Hi, Christina.
Hi. I have a question about one of my children, my oldest son. This is his fourth time applying for SkyWest Airlines, and it's like his, well, it is his dream job.
Right.
And he wants it so bad, and I've been praying and hoping, and I prayed in groups, I prayed by myself, and I'm like, so I'm just hoping this is the right time for him. Do you
I
see that happening for him?
I think this is very much the right time for him.
Yeah,
yay,
it's the right time.
Here's
you,
the thing.
Thank you.
He needs to.
Oh, that brings me so much joy.
He needs to make sure that everything is in detail, because this is what I think that he does, and it really, you know, creates an issue. Is he does not tend to go into detail about his skill levels, so they just see it for the base, and you know, example, if it was me, all you would see putting it in on him is, you know, that, you know, the skill level is psychic. You know, it doesn't cover everything else he's done.
Okay, I see.
Okay.
Okay.
So more details will be good. He needs to have more details to what he's doing, and he needs to, you know, say, well, my talent is this, and I do that, and what have you. And what his angels say is that, you know, they hear the prayers that you've put out there, and they want you to know that, you know, your prayers have been heard, and that, you know, you are heard and you're not alone, and they're going to help him and you through this, you know, to make it successful.
Right.
Okay, that sounds wonderful. Okay, I'll keep praying him, and I'll encourage for him to, you know, be more spoken about himself, you know, because he is a well, he's not really shy, but I guess he's just kind of more observant and quiet, and he doesn't speak till, he, like, you know, he hears everybody else talk, you know. But he's been a great kid. He's just been a blessing ever since he was little. He's always been good. I'm just, like, want this bad for him. You know, I'm going to miss him, of course, but I want him to do what he wants to do. You know, so I'm glad it's good timing. Thank you for sharing this with me, and you guys have a blessed day.
You too, darling.
You too.
Okay,
you're
thanks.
In our thoughts and our prayers, too. Thank you.
Okay, thanks.
All right, Asen, that was our last caller. I want to thank you for being with me today and being my guest and, you know, working with me today. It was wonderful.
Oh, I love working with you, honey. And, you know, I'll come back here anytime. I think I'm back in about 2 or 3 weeks. So who knows what will be growing by then. Until then.
Yeah, we'll have all kinds of good stuff to
talk about.
Talk
to you later, Miss Amanda.
All right. Thanks for being my guest, and thanks for tuning in. You've been listening to WGGM Radio. My guest was Asen Knight. You can check him out at asenknight.com. Or you can book an appointment at 304-584-3592. You can find me at Amanda, D-O-W-E-L, psychic-healer.com, 301-748-1090 to book an appointment. You can also find me on Facebook, Amanda Dowell with one L. You can find Asen over there as well, Asen Knight. And you can find Bethany at Bethany, C-A-U-D-I-L-L.com. Thanks for listening, everybody, and tuning in. We'll see you next week, and have a great Monday.
Come on, baby.
Mom's so direct together. So an every piece was large, she made my coat of many colors. I was so proud of. As she sewed, she told the story from the Bible she had read about a coat of many colors, just for an angel said. Perhaps this coat will bring you good luck and happiness, and I just couldn't wait to wear it. Mama blessed me with a kiss. My coat of many colors that my mama made for me, made only from rags, but I wore it so proudly. Although we had no money, I was rich as I could be. Mama told me why she's